time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, here we are. Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, joining you again this week on MSONewsports.com. Nick, this is like month 11. We are closing in on our first year anniversary on this show. How's that?
Yeah, I know, right? Just about there. A couple more weeks.
Yeah, believe it was January 8th was our first show. We gave ourselves a little eight-day break, you know, not to do an opening show on the very quiet New Year's Day radio listening audience. But we debuted in January, and we are closing in on 1 year on the Merrimack Valley. We's like, oh, what's this area all about? What's this? We're still learning what this area is all about.
Yeah, exactly.
But we have now, we have a full body of work, right? We have a winter season under our belts. We came in the middle-ish, you know, but still kind of early. January is early for winter season. And then we went to the spring. And then, man, I don't remember if there's any. Well, the spring was mainly about softball, I want to say. Tewksbury softball,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They went very far. Methuen softball was good. Bill Ricker, I think, was they were going to be we were hoping for a state title matchup.
They both were semifinalists, I want to say.
Yeah. And we were hoping for that. Tewksbury went to the final, but Bill Ricker didn't hold up their end of the bargain kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you went on to the summer and stuff. And then the fall, we had a couple good D1 showings of football. And then Shawsheen, of course, made the Super Bowl, Bill Ricker. So, yeah, we get a little bit of a momentum here 1 year in. What do you think? What's your perception after 1 year of watching Merrimack Valley? It's basically, it's a winter area.
Yeah. Yep. And you know, it takes a little getting used to. I don't follow those higher divisions as closely, you know, at my day job, but now I do.
And one of the cool things about the winter that we didn't really get involved with, because we missed it by a week or two last year, but now we're here, is this Commonwealth Christmas tournament, right?
Researching it now. Boy, what a tournament it looks like. 8 teams. You get a consolation bracket too, so everyone's guaranteed at least 2 games. It sounds awesome.
Yeah. Commonwealth Classic Christmas Tournament, December 27th to the 30th. What a great, that's 4 days of basketball there. What's that, Lawler Arena, Hamel Court?
Yeah, I believe Merrimack College is the host.
Okay. Man. It is a great time. If work has died down for you, it's a great time to get out there and watch some of the best basketball around. Does it say any of the many of the teams that are going to be there?
Yes, I got the brackets right here.
So okay, what do you got?
On the boys' side, which starts on the 27th, you got Beverly versus Newburyport, Andover versus Methuen, Lawrence versus St. John's Prep, and Central Catholic versus North Andover. So that's a pretty star-studded bracket.
Love it.
And then on the girls' side, also starts December 27th, you got Andover versus Haverhill, Pentucket versus Westford Academy, Natick versus Methuen, and Central Catholic versus North Andover. This is kind of almost like the Merrimack Valley tournament.
Yes.
To say, with a few North Shore sprinkled in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Twitter at MVHoopsGuru. They have a nice Facebook presence too that they're active on. They must have some good marketing people behind them. Maybe it's the Commonwealth Motors marketing team, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And speaking of some honors associated with the Commonwealth Classic Christmas Tournament, you have some 22 Hall of Famers that were announced, starting with Charles Darr. This is coming from the Eagle Tribune, by the way. The owner of Commonwealth Motors, the event's chief sponsor. He saved the Christmas tournament, they're saying, in the Eagle Tribune. Director Rick Gorman said that 10 years of sponsorship. They've donated 160,000 in scholarships to tournament participants.
Awesome.
Another Hall of Famer for this Christmas tournament, John Vitale, 2 decades. He's got the Methuen native. He took the mic as the voice of the Christmas tournament. I love it. Did it with class and style, they say, providing a big time feel to the event annually. And someone that's near and dear to us, Nick, our fellow journalist, the late Michael Muldoon, who passed last year. In the past year, he passed away. The veteran Eagle Tribune sports writer took on the role of the Christmas tournament historian. No surprise there, Nick. He was one for history, stats, data, names. Mike,
I was going to say he was probably all over this tournament.
Yeah, Mike Muldoon, they called it his baby in the Eagle Tribune this week. And not surprising to me, Nick, he was one of his hallmarks was that he wanted to include as many names as possible, like in any report. Like you would hear him talking to coaches, be like, okay, who else, Nick, coach? Who else scored?
Yeah.
Who else did anything? Did anyone do anything on defense? You know? He wanted to document, he wanted to get these kids notoriety recognition. So, you know, congratulations, you know, posthumously to Mike Muldoon getting into that Hall of Fame, well deserved, along with John Vitale and Charles Darr. And they're, you know, they will be honored at the Christmas tournament coming up. And we are looking forward to covering that right here on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Nick, was one of those teams you mentioned Andover girls basketball in that tournament?
Sure was.
Okay. Well, we are going
Haverhill right off the bat.
All right. Well, we'll talk to their coach, Alan Hibino, next. He took them to the state final last year, fell short, but they're back at it, the Golden Warriors, and we're looking for big things out of them. We'll ask him about the Christmas tournament. We'll ask him about how things are going so far. Don't want to miss it. Alan Hibino, coach of the Andover girls basketball program after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here. Dom DeCastro, Nick Cooker, opening up with our one and only guest today, a repeat offender here. We got Al Hibino, the coach of Andover girls basketball. What's up, coach?
Not much. How are you guys? Thank you for having me back on. Always great to chat with you. And it's must be the right time of the year. If you're reaching out to me, the best time of the year, basketball season.
Exactly. What are you ranked in the state, coach? No, I'm just kidding.
I honestly try not to look at those things. So.
Yeah, I'm sure the girls don't either, right? I mean, I'm sure they're not.
They're the one. They know everything. They're very self-aware of anything and everybody who's talking about them, and not even basketball related. So.
Yeah, I feel like the girls are great with this new age technology. I know some of the coaches in my era always tell me with the girls, it's like, I don't even have to scout teams. They're finding like highlight films that the player on the other team themselves posted on like TikTok or something on YouTube, some sort of video. And it's like, I have a scouting report, you know, just in my hands. I didn't do anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they either know their Instagram account, their TikTok account. If it's on the internet, they'll find it for me. But did you hear what this one said about this one? And I'm like, no, I didn't. And I plan on keeping it that way. So I have a Twitter account just to read tweets. I keep an eye on the girls, AHS girls basketball Instagram account, just to make sure that everything's on the up and up to post. Otherwise, I leave it to my assistants and I just stay away from it.
I know it's nuts how even like how Twitter is becoming old fashioned almost in a sense. Like,
oh, yeah, it's not cool. Yeah. If you don't have a TikTok or a Snapchat, I'm like, I don't have it. And if I did have it, all of a sudden it would not be cool to the girls anyway. So
no, so true. But here we are, Coach, you know, Monday, December 19th, super early in the season. But what's going on so far with the team?
Well, I think we're one of the few teams in the state that have yet to play a game.
Ah, okay.
We had an endowment game against Winthrop, which is, you know, so it's a game that so it's like an MIA-sponsored game that stats count. It's played like a real game, but it doesn't count on your overall record. So, you know, we can kind of treat it as like a not a glorified scrimmage, but like a little, you know, allow us to simulate some game-like things. But we open up officially tomorrow at North Andover. North Andover's got four starters back, including multiple all-conference starters, Hannah Martin and Jackie Rogers, both tremendous players. And they gave us a handful both times last year, to be honest. I think, you know, there's that Andover North Andover rivalry. We play them in football on Thanksgiving Day. So we're very familiar with each other. But we're honestly just excited to throw it up and start the season.
Absolutely. Coach, take us around the lineup. I mean, obviously, you guys had a deep run last year. Who do you get back? Who are some newcomers that are stepping in?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we have. You know, we'll start our junior point guard, Michaela Buckley, right? So she was all conference last year, second team all conference. She's also an all-state soccer player and all-state track and basketball. Basketball, she says it's her favorite sport. I don't know if she's just telling me that, but she's the point guard. She gives us a lot of energy. And then we have four seniors who have been with our varsity program since their freshman year. Kathleen Yates, who'll step in. She's been, you know, a rotation player, role player, does whatever we need for the team. And so she's going to step into that kind of that fifth starter role. And she's going to be great. Always, you know, defensively rebounding. And if we need it, she can come through with a big offensive bucket as well. Marissa Kabelski, who is, you know, again, three-year starter. And she was the Merrimack Valley Conference Volleyball Player of the Year. So she had a tremendous fall, and she's looking to carry that over into basketball season. She's really grown as a leader and just matured and developed as a basketball player. And her success on the volleyball court has certainly helped with confidence and just helped her you know, really use that experience from having another varsity sport and into a leadership and a vocal role on our team. And then Amelia Hanscom, who, you know, first team all conference last year, she just committed to Colby College in the NESCAC. So she'll be playing there next year. And again, eats, sleeps, and breathes basketball. She's always good for a good story. If you ever want to reach out to her and talk to her, she's been writing for some, you know, like recruiting service, herhoopsnetwork.com. But she goes out and she does, like, you know, those rankings and all that stuff. So she's got, you might have a writing future, a career in sports media in front of her. But she's looking forward to another year. And Anna Foley, our all-scholastic center, committed to Quinnipiac, full ride, Division I. And sure. So she is looking to have another tremendous year to cap off a very successful high school career as she looks to play at the next level this time next year. So that's probably the starting five. And then Got a couple of newcomers, not newcomers, but Ari White, who she actually led our team in scoring multiple games last year. If you go back and look at some of the box scores, she's coming off the bench, senior, six man extraordinaire. She can just kind of fill in with all for anybody of the starting five. So which is good. Ella Bedoni, who was injured for most of last year, she's a junior, so she's coming in. She had a great freshman year with our JV program, and she'll be able to, you know, do a lot of different things, and we're excited to have her healthy and back on the court. And then we have a bunch of newcomers, sophomores and juniors that are just looking to, you know, gain experience of what it's like going up against those seven in practice every day. And they're going to develop sooner than I think, and they're going to be ready to contribute as well, because it's, you know, multi-sport athletes, other varsity athletes. We got the captain, one of the captains of the girls soccer team, Michaela Buckley, is one of the captains, and then Catherine Lenahan, who's another captain elect for next year's team. So I think that the experience of playing a varsity sport anywhere in Dover High is challenging enough, and they can carry that experience over into the basketball piece, just from a competitive standpoint, knowing how fast and physical things are. So I think that that's kind of a tribute to like all of the female athletics programs at Andover High. And we try to promote multi-sport athletes as much as we can. And we have 2 and 3 sport athletes, a lot of them in our program.
Yeah. Any of those field hockey state titleists over to your team this year?
This year, no, we had 2 last year, right? Okay. We had Tess Goldbeal and Haley Doherty, and they were great. And then this year's field hockey team, man, they were just fantastic. Again, I have Emma Riley in my statistics class, and she's the top-notch student, obviously, going to Columbia next year. So hoping some of that their magic can rub off onto the basketball team this winter. But, man, they have the blueprint for success, and Coach Noon does an awesome job year in and year out, as you know.
Yeah, we loaded up the Andover tank there in the fall because we had the assistant coach on. I think the head coach was busy that week. Mm-hmm. We also had the 4 captains post state title victory, and that was cool. a lot of fun to catch up with them. Too bad you couldn't get any of the carryovers.
Yeah, great kids, like the epitome of student athlete. I mean, they're high achieving in the classroom. Same with the basketball kids, high achieving in the classroom. Just a great part of the Andover school community and town community. And I'm sure they were a blast to chat with on your show here.
Man, I mean, that just kind of shows the depth of athletes you guys have at Andover. We had a guest, Mark Cole, on our other show, and coaching Hamilton Wenham, and he had a couple girls who were on like 2 state title teams. It's rare that you don't see at least 1 holdover, but you guys seem to have some serious depth.
Yeah, it's funny because, and they're still multi-sport athletes, right? Rose McLean, she's like the star of the hockey team, multiple lacrosse players. They just, no basketball players this year, but that's okay. Yeah. It's amazing, you know, how many talented just students we have in our building, and then of course student athletes, which is who you reach out to and get the most notoriety. But man, there are some talented just students in our school, which is great to see for Andover.
Back-to-back state finalists for you guys. I mean, the COVID came in and like split that up, mm-hmm. but you made it to the highest level each of the last 2 competitive seasons. What's different about the team this year? You know, what's going to get it done versus these past couple editions?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, kind of one of our mantras is just, let's make it to the last day, right? Let's make it to the last day is the long-term goal. We feel like there's still work to do for sure. It's not an easy road. It's not an easy path, but the girls seem, you know, pretty focused and locked in, on short-term goals, mid-range goals that they want to complete and long-term goals for sure. I think, you know, there's a lot of different factors that all have to come together, and it's not, you know, and I do think that there are so many good teams in the state, in Division I, in the thing. And so night in, night out, you know, starting with North Andover tomorrow, it's going to be a challenge, right? It's going to be a challenge. And so what can we rely on and lean on? I think we can lean on our experience a little bit. We've been in so many battles through the years. And so that you know, we're prepared, I would like to say, knock on wood, for a lot of different things. But, you know, the quality of coaches and teams and returning players, there's just so many good teams out there. Like, even I think when we talked last year, I said, you know, any one of 8 to 10 teams can win this thing, right? And I wasn't kidding. And those 8 to 10 teams, they all have a lot of players coming back. And then there's other teams coming back. So it's going to be fun. I was talking to a couple of other media members, and I said, well, if you're on the girls basketball beat this year, you're in for an entertaining winter, because almost any big game you go to, and there's going to be a lot of them, you're going to see high quality, basketball. And I think that's going to be a treat to watch, and we're excited to be part of that and to be in the mix again. And we hope to be there on the last day again. That's kind of our mindset and mentality.
Coach, looks like you got a good one coming up soon too. We were talking about the other Commonwealth Christmas Classic coming up, just a who's who of good teams from the area. You know, take us there. That looks like it's going to be a good take.
Yeah. So number one, the organizers have done a fantastic job, just kind of, you know, adding, reinvigorating the tournament. You know, Commonwealth Motors, Charlie Dayer and his family have been so instrumental in supporting the tournament and, you know, they provided $16,000 in scholarships. The banquet was yesterday morning. Each team got $1,000 scholarship for a deserving senior to go. And in terms of the basketball, the venue is fantastic. I don't know if you know what they do at Merrimack College now. They've taken the ice hockey arena and they've turned it into a basketball arena for big games. They put a court right over the ice. So we're fortunate enough to play our opening game on the 27th against Haverhill on the ice hockey arena. So it's going to be going to be fantastic, just from the environment and the experience from that. And again, you're right. Good teams only in that tournament, right? So I think, you know, Haverhill, first year back in the tournament in a while. They're excited to just be part of the tournament again. And we've had some battles with them. If you looked at, since our seniors have been in high school, they've had some absolute battles with Haverhill. So I think that, you know, we're looking forward to that first game. But like anything else, right, we play North Andover Tuesday. We have Newton South on Friday, so we don't want to look too far ahead. But the rest of the tournament field is fantastic, starting with, you know, Pentucket and Westford, which should be more than like the 4-5 game if you want to look at it from a bracket standpoint. Mm-hmm. Two tremendous coaches, Russ Coward at Westford and John McNamara at Pentucket. Yeah. So they're going to be great. And then on the other side of the bracket, Methuen, who I think is, not even up and coming, because they're going to be a team to watch in the MVC small, and they got some really good talented players coming back. Ryan Middlemiss does a great job with them, and they're playing Natick in the first round. So Natick beat us in the last time we had this tournament for real. They're going to be great. They play in a tremendous conference. If you ever want to see some good basketball there, Framingham, who we played in the state tournament, Newton North, who we played in the state tournament, Brookline's got a girl going to Princeton next year. That's just a great conference, night in, night out. And then you have North Andover is over there as well, on that side of the draw. So it's going to be a fun tournament as always. It's great because this is one of the few tournaments where you get three games in a tournament. Usually, like the one we play in February is going to be a 4-team tournament. So, that's another one. But this 8-team tournament's kind of great. You get three games in 4 days. It's kind of like an NBA schedule or the old NBA schedule. And, yeah. There's no easy outs. I remember the first year that we played in the tournament, we won our first round game, and then in the semis, we played Bishop Girton, and that was, I think that was overtime. And Bishop Girton was like the number one team in New Hampshire. And then the next day we had to play Pentucket, and that went to double overtime. And it's one of those tournaments where, like, the fourth place team ends up with a worse record than the fifth place team.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, are we ever going to win a game? So then out of the break, we had to play Central. I'm glad to play Lowell. So I think we started that my first season. We started like 2-6, and I was spinning with the schedule that we had non-conference just to start the year. And it's no different this year, because out of the Christmas tournament break, we play Draken, who's the defending MVC small champions. And then we're going down to Bridgewater Raynham, who it's kind of come a little full circle, right? That we played them in the Garden when they're a freshman, and now they're the younger team, and they're going to be raring to go, especially a Friday night in their gym down in Bridgewater. So,
yeah, I was gonna ask you, Coach. You already gave some of the answer. Who the non-league opponents will be? You got Bridgewater Raynham. Who else is on the non-league docket?
Yeah, so the three in the Christmas tournament, and even before that, Newton South, which has their fantastic backcourt coming back. Matty Genzer, who's their point guard, is actually going to Colby as well next year. So she'll be teammates with Amelia down at Colby. So Newton South, we're going to Cambridge, Ringin Latin, and they're improved. They had a great battle opening night against Chelmsford. So, and that's never an easy place to play. I remember when coaching on the boys' side, all the times we had to go down to Cambridge, not an easy place to play. So we got that on the schedule. And then at the end of the year, we got invited back to the Comcast tournament. And the Comcast tournament this year features, we'll play Bishop Thien in the first round, and then Woburn and Medfield. Medfield was the Division II. They were the highest ranked power ranked team in the power ratings, irrespective of division last year. So it's a solid 4-team tournament. The atmosphere in Woburn is great. Even if you play Woburn, it's a little bit different. You know, we played them last year, and it was state tournament atmosphere in their gym to start off the February vacation. So that's February vacation, and that's you can kind of check in to see where you're at as you head into the state tournament. So I think that our schedule is certainly rigorous, and that doesn't even include how tough I think the Merrimack Valley Conference is. And I think as I always say, it's the SEC. Yes, it's like SEC football, the Merrimack Valley Conference. Girls basketball. There's no easy outs, right? You don't come to play on a Tuesday night, you're going to get zapped. And so that's what we're trying to avoid tomorrow when we go to North Andover, just because I think, especially, any win is good. A road win is even more enjoyable, because some of the places that we go to are not easy to play, but they play in, right? But they're the kind of like the big open field house type schools that you're going to have to play when you get further and further into the state tournament. North Andover's like that. Tewksbury's like that. And we had to play the Final Four in Tewksbury. Billerica, where we go, is open like that. And Chelmsford's got this, crazy like maroon color that it makes everything kind of look pink in there. So it's always a challenge to play in there, because Coach Crowley does a great job preparing his girls as well. And he has since the old Andover Lowell battles of the early 2000s.
Yeah. And, we were going to ask you about the Merrimack Valley, but you kind of gave us
jumping on all your questions here.
Hey, listen, saves us the work. But I guess final question, let's get granular and talk about one particular team in the Merrimack Valley. How is Central looking this year?
Central Catholic, man, they're always the team that no matter what they say, what anybody else says, we always got an eye on what Central Catholic is doing. And that Casey Grange does an awesome job with how hard they play, how prepared they play, how well prepared they're going to be. And so I know that Ashley Dingus left, and they have a couple other girls that graduated, but you never count them out because of what Coach Grange is able to do to get them ready to play. And they showed it in their first game against Methuen. I think it was a 2-point game at the half, and they ended up winning by like 16. So Central is a team that, it's always a nice battle, right? It's a nice rivalry between us and Central, and we've gone back and forth since I took over as the coach is year six. I still wish that we played Central in football on Thanksgiving Day. I know the boys team, you know, that's the one game that they get amped up for. So
big win this fall for them over Central. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then it hadn't been done in a long time. Right. And so a long time. And we had EJ Perry in fourth, right? And he's in the NFL now. We couldn't even beat them when we had him.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, that's a credit to Central and what they're able to do with the development and getting their kids to play hard. And, you know, we have a lot of respect for their program and they deserve all of the accolades that they get because they're kind of been, you know, at least in the MVC, right? The team that we've kind of always, you know, looked up to because of all the title. I think they won, gosh, like the first 52 games in the league when I took over. It was not until like 2 years ago that we actually, and we didn't even beat them in a league game until you know, I think the COVID year. So it was, they've had a lot of success in recent history. And I think that they're going to have more success, you know, in the present and the future. So, yeah. and that's good. I think all of those things, but like, again, as I keep saying in the Merrimack Valley, no easy outs. There are no easy outs. And so, we don't want to try to overlook anybody.
No. Yeah. And you know, Central's going to be coming for you because the last image of their season last year was watching Andover celebrate in the semis of Division One. So, there's not no love lost there.
I guess there's no love lost, right? But still, at the same time, right? You know, again, if you remember, I don't if the atmosphere at Tewksbury High, and we were admittedly bummed that we weren't playing at the Garden, right? And I think because usually that's where the state semifinal is at the Garden.
True.
I even said it to Casey. I'm like, man, imagine. I go, look how awesome it's in here. But like, it would be even better if it was at the Garden. But still, it was packed to the brim. You had people up above at Tewksbury, and Ronnie Drew and the AD at Tewksbury made it really a welcoming experience, and it was packed. It was exactly, you know, what you'd want or what you'd expect out of a Final Four game. And that's kind of, you know, what the new MIA format allows you to do, right? We would never get to play Central in the Final Four, right? And now we got to do it. So maybe this year we'll meet in the finals, and that'd be great. That'd be great too. But same way, like, I don't really root for that. Like, I'm a Michigan alum. I want to win. I don't really want to play Ohio State again, but we'll be happy to imagine the ratings on that if it's Michigan, Ohio State, in the college football playoffs. So, final.
Yeah. Awesome. Helen Habino, Andover girls basketball, another season coming up. Best of luck this week, opening week for you guys. Mm-hmm. And I will be following you in the Christmas tournament and throughout the season. Thanks so much for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Great. Thank you. I'll be happy to come back anytime you guys need me.
All right. Awesome.
Come back. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Get some rest. All right. Sounds good, coach.
All right.
All right. Alan Habino in the books on the other side, catching up with some latest Merrimack Valley winter sports early season talk.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too. And make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Cucaro, just wrapping up with a little talk about what's going on there on the winter sports scene. We are seeing things heat up on the ice. Tewksbury boys hockey, Nick, not wasting any time. Yep. Skating out to a 6-0 easy win over Newton South, a Newton South team that I used to cover in Division 3 for Hockey Night in Boston. They were always in the mix in Division 3, so not sure what where they are now. But a good win, Redmond 2-0 after that win. Let's see, who got the goals for that one? Two-goal performance, according to the Lowell Sun, from Jeremy Insogne. Probably pronounced that wrong. Connor Kremen, Andrew Wynott, Ryan Flynn, Tyler Barnes had goals as well. A couple of assists was Matthew Cook for Tewksbury. Shawshin beat Longmeadow, Nick. Chris Darcy registered that goal, added an assist in the 2-1 win over Longmeadow. Chelmsford with an early season Merrimack Valley win over Bill Ricca, whom was the performer there. Let's see. Declan Crowley knocked home a rebound on a shot by Cole Pelkey for a goal there. AJ Bognino stuffed in a pass from Pelkey to make it 3-0 and seal the deal there. Moving along, Low Catholic, 8-1 winners over Northeast. Are we tracking the North Shore Merrimack Valley? that's too much. There's too many games.
Oh, North Shore's not Northeast.
Northeast Wakefield. Yeah. We don't count them. Matt Cabral with the natural hat trick for Low Catholic, leading the way there. Wrestling. Let's go to the wrestling, Matt. Chelmsford, Thomas Brown, our pal. We had him on this show, Nick, when we were in Radioland. Yes. He was an outstanding young wrestler last year. He's picking things up. He took Tingsboro Big Red Tournament. He was the tournament's outstanding wrestler after recording the most pins in the least amount of time. And Chelmsford itself had 221 points, 221 points. Winning titles were Manny Marshall for Chelmsford at 152, Josh Bethel at 170, and Brown at 285. What a horse that kid is. You see some pictures of that kid, man. He's
a big boy.
Oh, yeah, he plays football too. Lowell, they were champs. The Red Raiders took home first place at the Wayland Holiday Tournament in wrestling with 190 points, followed by Haverhill and Beverly behind them. First tournament victory for Lowell since 2014. Good one for the Red Raiders. Three individual champs, 8 place winners. Emmett Logan was a champ at 106. That's a small division, right? 106.
Yeah, it is. Usually that's like I bet he's a freshman.
Yeah, he is.
He'll be at like 145 or something by the time he's a senior.
He literally is. Also with titles for Lowell, Damian Park at 126, Quinn Foyle at 152. Let's see. Anyone else we want to mention? Greater Lowell had a good wrestling event. They captured 6th, the Wayland Holiday Tournament, placing 1st for the Gryphons were Gabe Biscoff at 138. Biscoff, like the ones they give you on the plane, right? Did you have those cookies when you went to Florida recently?
No, but my wife gets like the delivery of like the huge packs. She likes them so much.
Oh, does she does she punch it on her like seat and they order and it comes to them?
Oh yeah, and then she gets them delivered to the house. She likes them so much.
Oh, she likes the biscuit. She goes beyond the plane.
Yeah, beyond the plane.
Mm-hmm. Those are troubling good though.
They are good.
Those are cookies that do fine just on their own. Oreo, on the other hand, doesn't do fine on its own. You need the cream, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What else happened in Merrimack area action? Girls hockey, Tewksbury Methuen with a 3-2 win over Westford. And in track, Lowell had a good day. Junior Quinn Petzold had an outstanding day, actually, at the MSTCA Speed Classic for Lowell Girls. She placed in 3 events. in all of her events. She had personal best. That's a good day for Quinn, huh?
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. Third in the 300, fifth in the long jump, and eighth in the 600. All personal best. That's what you want to see. What else? What else we got? Swimming, anything could happen there. Greater Lowell with a 91-84 win over Northeast. Love it. And that's about it. So thanks to the Lowell Sun for giving us some details and getting some names out there on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Other than that, Nick, we're just going to wait to see how things go in that Commonwealth Christmas Classic. I think I think we're going to get in that December 27th to the 30th tournament. Now, the bad news is, Nick, is we'll be recording on December 26th. We'll have zero results from that tournament.
We can talk about it.
We'll talk about the matchups. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the matchups, but we will not promise you any like riveting results just because of our deadlines for that week. But we will definitely be following it for sure and give you all the lowdown on who's playing what, when, where, all that good stuff next week. So anything final to add, Mr. Cuckoo?
No.
All right, cool. Thanks to Coach Urbino. Thanks to our sponsors. Don't forget about Moynihan Lumber. It's got the nice presence up there in Southern New Hampshire, Plastow. Check those out, Moynihan Lumber. We measure up. All right, let's take a break of a week, shall we say? All right. John McCaffrey and Nick Cuckoo signing off for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Kelly Media. We will talk to you next week.
Merry Christmas, everyone.